Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love living in His presence. I love it. I ask the Lord to teach me how to always live in His presence. That's very important to me. And you know, y'all know how I am. The Holy Spirit, you know, He guides us into all truth. I love it. I love fellowshipping with the Lord. I love Him. I love to hear what He has to say. I love it when He introduces me to something I never knew before. One reason I love preaching, I love it. I really do. I know I'm going to learn something from the Lord every time I minister to somebody else. People are so varied in their ways. And God is talking to people. See, sometimes I want to explain something. You ministers can identify with this because you know what it's like. And any Christian who just love God and walk in love, eventually you're going to be talking to somebody and the Lord will cause you to say something that's just perfection. That's His love expressed through you. He gave you something to help somebody else with. And it's a spoken word of perfection. And it's beyond your reasoning abilities. It's beyond what you could comprehend on your own. And you notice. And then people look at you like you're smart. I'm not smart at all. I mean, I am what God made me to be. I take time and learn. And, you know, when I was in grade school, I didn't make the best grades. I was not a good student. I was a lazy student. Now, if it was something I was interested in, I'd learn about it. And I did just enough to get by, just enough to pass. I was not the best student, though my mother was a good teacher. And she used to get on me about that. And, you know, my heart was not in school. Now I would study what I liked. I did okay in math and I like history a little bit. I didn't like English, and you know, I was not the best student. And many of my friends, they made A's and B's. And I could have done that if I applied myself, but I would not. Now, I was not the best student until I was interested in something. When I studied auto mechanics, I made A's. I made good grades. that's something I was passionate about. When I got saved, I studied the Word of God. But you don't really get graded in school for studying the Word of God. It helps you live. But I said all that to say this. I'm no smarter than anybody else. But when God give you revelation and you relay it to others, and He calls you to speak things of perfection, that's His handiwork. And if God can use me, He can use anybody. You know, there's a difference between a gunfighter and a sharpshooter. The gunfighter is dangerous. The sharpshooter may not be dangerous. You know, the gunfighter, what makes him dangerous is that he's willing to shoot. Where the sharpshooter may not want to kill anybody. So in life, you have to, again, when you working against the enemy, and you have to be like the gunfighter. You have to be willing to stick to what you know is right. You have to resist the enemy in every way of life. You know, some people know the word, but they won't shoot. You have to know the word and you have to live the life of God. You have to let your light shine. And you have to resist the devil. James said, submit yourselves unto God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Submitting to God is always first. Never try to tackle Satan on your own. Do it. Always use the strength of the Lord. Always. You know, when the 12 came back, they were excited because the devils were subject to them. Jesus said, don't be excited because devils are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Never get it twisted. Our authority came from Jesus. And the enemy tries to destroy. He seeks to steal, kill, and destroy us and anybody that he possibly can. Now, that don't mean he'll try to kill you the first day. He'll really try to set you up so your life won't work and be a disaster against society. So don't let him do it. You have to resist it. You have to be like the gunfighter. You receive the word of God and you live it throughout. You don't be like the sharpshooter. You can shoot, but you won't. You have to be like the gunfighter in that regard. So it's one thing to know the word, but it's altogether better when you apply the word. Because applying the word is faith. Faith is a verb. You can't, you know, the devils believe and tremble. They believe, they know God is, but they don't act on faith. And they hate God. They don't like God anyway. But they know not to go around him any kind of way. And they know not to, they're scared of him. They believe and they tremble. When you speak the name of Jesus, the demons jump and run. So don't rejoice because they run from you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven, just like Jesus said. Now, it's important to know in this life, this is a warfare world. I wish people knew that better than they do. But for a long time, the preachers were silent on these kind of things. But it's always been in the Word of God. Now, I want to look at Luke chapter 9. The Lord is coming back, folks. And my heart goes out to people when they haven't heard the word like they should hear the word. And they haven't been warned like they should be warned. That my heart goes out to them. I'm not concerned about what they're caught up in, what they're doing. Sometimes people make a big deal of what people are doing. The things that will cause you to miss heaven is deadly. But if you hear the word correctly, your chances of coming out of the world system is much higher. And I know this. Sometimes people don't understand. Now, you know, I said earlier how when the Lord give me what to say, I'm learning things. When I listen to the radio broadcast, just like you do, these are pre-recorded. So when I listen to it, I hear my voice, but these are not the count. These thoughts came from God. They didn't come from me. And I don't think, my brain don't work that good according to what God had me saying. So I know it's the Lord giving me what to say to his people. He loves his people and he cares about all of his people. And so do I. I asked him to teach me about love and he did. And I love you. Now, if I didn't know the Lord and you did, I would want you to help me know the Lord like you do. Because you have a reference for who he is. I know what it's like not to know the Lord. I live that way. My dad, even though my parents were preachers, I didn't know him myself. So this broadcast, I want you to understand something. Everything that people believe, sometimes they just went along with something that they a thought that came to them. They didn't check it. They didn't filter it out. They didn't know the source of it. Now, if you study Luke chapter 9, the key verse that I want to get to is verse 54. Now, before this happened, a lot of miracles happened in this one chapter. Many miracles happened in this one chapter, Luke 9. So you would think by the time we got to verse 54, the disciples would have knew better. But I want to share something. I'm going to show you this. Now, before I do, I want to tell you, all these broadcasts are longer than what the radio plays. It's on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Check out the website. Everything on there is free. It's not cheap, but it's free. This broadcast is on there in real time. Okay, continuing. Okay, I'm going to start at verse 49. Jesus and John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said to him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And it came to pass, when the time was come, that he should be received up steadfastly. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Now watch this. Now remember now, in verse 54, his disciples had saw many miracles. One of them was the feeding of 5,000. They saw many miracles in this one chapter. But look what happened here, verse 54. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? Now that's old English, so I'm going to put it in modern terms for you. Verse 54 again. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and burn them up, even as Elias did? Now they had just saw all these miracles. Now two of his chief disciples, it's always Peter, James, and John. Now James and John were brothers, sons of Zebedee. But James and John said this. Now John is the one who taught us love. And see, but watch what happened. Watch what Jesus said, because they're learning. Do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? Now he's talking about Elijah. Okay, verse 55. Now watch what Jesus said. But he turned and rebuked them, and said, "You know not what manner of spirit you are of." Jesus turned and rebuked them and said, "You know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village. Now they received correction. They did receive correction. But they were not aware of the spirit behind what they spoke. Consider this. Consider this well. Now this is James and John speaking this. They saw the Samaritans reject Jesus because he looked like he was going to Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us at this time to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy man's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Now, when Elijah really did this, they came to kill him. They came to take him to Ahab and Jezebel. And he said, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And that's in 1 Kings around chapter 19 or 18. Now, there was a purpose in that for Elijah. But they thought that this was God's way for them. That was a devil that suggested this, because Jesus said, you know not what manner of spirit you are. Now, how many times does a spirit get by people? Spirits of depression, fornication, adultery, homosexuality. Thoughts come to people just like they did to them. And they were with Jesus, and they just saw all kind of miracles. The reason things go unchecked is because of poor teaching. And they don't know. If you don't know the Lord, you don't know what to watch out for. I'm not interested in the sins people choose to partake of. I'm interested in the souls coming out of the sin. Now, the sin itself is going to destroy you. It's going to change your DNA. It's going to make you hate God. That's the end. The friendship with the world is enmity against God. And I asked the Lord, I said, how could a person be that evil? I was talking about a certain situation. And the Lord spoke to me and answered. He said, all who love the world system have only, they have one thing in common. And he stopped talking. I said, Lord, what is it? I tried to figure it out. I said, I'm not messing this up. I want you to tell me what is this, Lord? What is this one thing in common that all who love the world system have in common? Now, that includes Satan, angels, fallen angels, demons, men. All who love the world system have one thing in common. And so he immediately continued. He said they share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it's there. Only people who believe God love God. Only people who seek the Lord through Jesus Christ with faith know God. He said this, and it's true. It's the Word said it too. All who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not enter in the glories of the Lord. Nor can they value it. They will never yield. They are opposite. They are fallen. They remain fallen, saith the Lord. They are not subject to me, nor can they be. Only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. And continuing, he said, all others were rejected according to the parable of the sower. And that, you know, the parable of the sower shows you why people turn away from God or don't receive God in the first place or don't stick to the principles of the Lord. Now, you have to read, the parable of the sower. The wayside heart. The word couldn't get in before the fowls of the birds of the air came and got it. Just like the devil take it from them. From people who hear the word, but they don't, their heart is too hard. So the enemy come and take it from them. It's as though he never heard it before. Then you got the stony ground. Their hearts are hard like stony ground. And the word of God don't get roots in it. And when pressure comes for the word's sake, they throw up their hands and quit. And they go back to the worldly ways of doing things. They go back to their old dangerous life, disastrous lifestyle. And it is dangerous. And then there are those who are like the seed sown among thorns. And the seed, they can't never produce fruit because the cares of this world and the lust of other things entering in choke the word. They become unfruitful, unlike Christ anyway, you know. And then there's the good and honest heart who receive the word, keep the word, and bring forth fruit with patience. They become just like God. They become Christ-like in their love, character, and in their ways. They love God. They care about Him. They decide to do things in a godly fashion. And they make godly choices. They become a student of the word and they learn more. And then they're guided by the Holy Spirit. All this is for all of us. I look at life a lot differently than others. The things that's happening to me that's good, that came from the Lord, when I see a prostitute or a man that's given too much wine, walking, sleeping in the streets, homeless people, they're supposed to be living by the Holy Ghost. They're supposed to be receiving, having a relationship with the Lord through Jesus. And they're supposed to be being guided by the Holy Spirit into all truth. And their lives are supposed to be mounting up, not being cast down. When I see students going to school or football games and their mind is on worldly things, their mind not supposed to be on the devil's things. They're supposed to be thinking about the goodness of God. They're throwing away all forms of hope. The boys are supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to marry a girl, not another boy, because of some stupid spirit that got through. And they're supposed to be praying together, seeking the Lord, raising families that love God, not letting our government persuade them wrong, and our colleges tell them that there's no God. And our enemies wanting us dead. And people working against them in every way They're not supposed to be racial division. That's of the devil. See, if you love the world system, you're going to have something in common with Satan. And he will brainwash you. You won't even understand why you don't like God. Some people are mad at Jesus and they don't know why. Because they love this world system. What is the world system? The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I can do it by myself. I don't need nobody. That's the pride of life. I don't need to do this. I don't need help. I don't need God to help me. That's the pride of life. And then they need somebody over here to satisfy them. That's a double standard. They don't need God to help them navigate this life, but they can't live without lusting after people. And lust has no, it has no satisfaction element. Lust will drive you and drive you and drive you, and you will never be satisfied. You're going to want something that you can't have. Consider it. Even if you get what you're after, it's not going to be good enough. You're going to want more and more and more. That's why bankers, they have all, I mean, not bankers, but people who are greedy. All bankers are not greedy. A lot of them have first-class character to handle money and not steal. But the ones that, when people run Ponzi schemes and take the money from retired people and just blow it, and you know, that's illegal. They don't care. They buy lawyers. They try to get over on people. Well, guess what? The day they die, they won't own themselves. Hell will own them. Everybody that go to hell owns nothing. And all the riches you leave behind, the yachts, the cars, the houses, whatever you had or thought you had, the money in the bank, you're separated from it forever. You're not coming back. And in heaven, you're poor. You're just as poor as the man that was homeless and died in his own urine in the street. You have nothing. Hell is final. Now, the Lord can do something about our situation. He can save us. And he's about to return. So it's time now for people to hear the word and come forward and stop doing the, you know, without God, without the Lord's help, there's no change. If you see the light, run to the light. If you see godly people with godly example, run to the light. That's where the safety is. That's where God is. If you want to find him, study his word and receive the words of those who live his life. Listen to the men and women of God that counsel you with the words of Jesus. And then as you do the words of Jesus, your life will work. And you will prosper. But prosperity comes out of love, not hate. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.